Hi, my name is Crystal Denise Clark. My MA number is 435064. I'm in the Valley of Death. Crystal versus the Valley of Death. It is time to shut this place down. It's no way I should be treated like this. No one should be treated like this. It's no way we should be dying in here. It's no way we should be living like this at all. I've been waiting patiently. I'm supposed to see them every month for chronic care. I've been waiting so patiently. I saw the hum tensely. Don Jones came in the unit. I showed them my whole body, y'all. I showed them my ears, showed them how swollen I am. I'm in severe pain. Like, I can barely really talk like normally how I talk, because one of the knots, the nodules in my throat, has moved right there by my airway. It's really scary. I'm really angry what they are doing to me. They won't see me. It's the end of the month. I said y'all supposed to be seeing me. Oh, Tinley, the hum, the man who always sends false information from day one before he was the hum, and my files. How is these people getting upgraded to higher positions? And look what they are doing to us. Like, it's something is going on. But make a long story short, I've been telling him every day when I see him, like, I need to be seen. I'm having severe pain. Like, it's scary how my heart was racing, how sleeping sitting up. I show everybody, the staff, the officers, PC, my ears, next thing. They could look at it like, what the hell? It's so bad. When I say, if I wish y'all could see how this stuff is growing out of my ears, all over my chest, how it's growing. I have never saw nothing like this in my life. So he had a little spurt today, and I'm like this, they are really playing with my life. Oh, if the Dr. Ellison want to see you, he'll see you. That's up to him. So y'all still got this doctor in here that saw no goodness will, that's lying about my health. His false information, everybody he sent me out outside doctors, he tell them it's like I'm faking and nothing is wrong. So when I get there to see these doctors, they ain't believing nothing I say, looking at me like I'm just a criminal inmate, not doing anything. This is unstoppable. Enough is enough. I matter. This is my life. I have family, I have kids, and I have people who care about me. This is unstoppable, y'all. I'm so tired. I had a mail come in from somebody from Chicago, Muhammad. They reject my mail and sent it to the warden. Didn't even tell me what it was. Send it to the warden. Like, so I'm not getting my mail. Whole month, no mail. That's unbelievable and simple. They kept the JPay down for a whole week straight, so I couldn't get the mail from the JPay. Finally, it came up today, and I see emails from people. Like, come on, y'all. Well, we can't let them get away with this. I need y'all to stand with me. Stand with us. Like, I'm going to stand for us. I'm going to speak for us. I don't care. Like, I'm tired. Enough is enough. I'm telling y'all, they are killing me. And you can tell that they want me to die. They really want me to die. Because how is it possible that everybody can go out, a person just cut a little fingernail, and they just send them to the hospital? Like, they not doctor meant anything, because they're trying to make it seem like I'm crazy. It's all in my head. Ain't nothing crazy about me. They are crazy from doing me like this and let me sit here suffering like this, and when they know it's killing me, and they know they got medical records proving it. So ever since I signed that medical release for the parole board, they haven't saw me. They won't see me. They're telling the lawyers like I'm denied, like my medication, like I'm saying I've been denied. I've been begging